Every now and then, a musical artist offers something very different than what audiences can usually find on the radio. That risk is paying off for Chester Jennings, otherwise known as Life. NPR's Corey Moore wraps up Black Music Month with a profile of an emerging star who turned around his troubled life and landed a record deal.
His music has the familiar sound of an old-school classic. His soulful, gravelly voice compared to the likes of R&B greats Al Green and Sam Cooke. I'm leaving all that darkness behind me, making changes in my life. So when that sunshine finally finds me, I can stand fully in the light. Spread my wings and reach the sky. Chester Jennings prefers to go by his stage name, Life. That's L-Y-F-E. His CD, released in August of last year, is beginning to climb the charts. It's titled Life 268-192, that number assigned to him in prison.
I ran around, did a lot of nonsense, got in a lot of trouble. I lived in ghettos with my mama. We used the stove to heat our water. But then as years start going by, questions start arising like, wow, you know, I still got like, you know, a lot of years left. Do I really want to be like this?
Growing up in Toledo, Ohio, Jennings slipped into a life of crime. He was locked up for 10 years on an arson-related conviction. But you won't hear Life Jennings boasting of his criminal exploits to boost record sales, as some artists do. Instead, the former convict, now in his late 20s, is quick to speak of the tough lessons he's learned.
I find out that I didn't even really know who I was. I thought I was this thug that liked being on the corner. But that was only because I hadn't been introduced to other things. And you find out who you are through, you know, introductions, whether it's art, music, writing, you know, whatever it is.
Proof there's power in a second chance. Life hit the ground running after he was released from prison in 2002. He moved to New York City to pursue a recording career. First stop,
Showtime at the Apollo.
Showtime at the world-famous Apollo Theater in Harlem. Amateurs know if they can make it here, they can make it virtually anywhere. But before the lean 6-foot performer could take the microphone, Apollo's tough audience was already sizing him up.
It got off kind of rocky start, and like as soon as I walk out, like they just start booing me. And, you know, because I look like a rapper.
That look, baggy jeans, Timberland boots, oversized jacket. But Life Jennings defied expectations.
When I grabbed the guitar, you know, it was like confusion. It was like, hold on, what is he about to do? You know? And then it got real quiet because cats, you know, they wanted to at least be able to, you know, see it. As people started becoming more emotional about the music, then I knew I was on the right track. So it just gave me a barometer to be able to test, you know, how effective not only what I was saying, but also my delivery and how I was saying it.
First things first, baby, I apologize for all of the lies that I told you up to now.
Life went on to win Apollo's talent competition 5 times. He received dozens of offers from record labels, but Columbia Records sealed the deal. His first single, titled Must Be Nice, is getting major play across the country.
And there's someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice.
And there's someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk.
Must be nice.
That love ballad, although popular with R&B fans, is a rarity on the album. Truth is, Life Jennings is tough to categorize. That impresses critics who describe his unique brand of music as folk soul.
I like the name folk soul singer because I'm definitely a storyteller.
I done had money and I done been broke. I done been talked about something awful. Done been lied on by so many folks. I done even been in prison.
Was there any pressure, though, for folks to try to put you in a box? Did folks want you to be more of a rap artist or to include more of that in your music?
You know, as a male artist, they want you to appeal to the ladies, you know, and I'm kind of like this guy. I like to be comfortable. I don't like to dress up for people. I think that what's more important than any pair of shoes or any pair of pants is your message.
Well, I don't know how long I've been trying to get here. With a live band, man, for a show.
On a recent warm night in Manhattan, fans greet the performer with cheers as he takes the stage at the intimate music club, SOBs. No flash, no flare, just a few band members, a couple of background singers, and a little testimony.
But I was at a low point in my life, man, and about ready to give up once upon a time.
Spirituality helped Life Jennings pass that low point, but he still struggles with it, and his lyrics reflect that.
Oh, lady, you best get home, 'cause God ain't where you said he would be, and there's something that I really need to speak with him about immediately. She said, boy, tell granny.
Spirituality is something personal. It don't really got a lot to do with, you know, the environment or the people that's in the environment. It got more so to do with you.
And Lord knows I don't want to worry you, but I need somebody to talk to.
Life recognizes some people of faith may not like what he has to say. He recalls how some church members shunned him because of his criminal past.
By singing these songs full of glory, then out in the world it's a different story. I'm running out of people to pray for me, and I'm not trying.
I'm talking about me sometimes. You know, I sometimes tell people stuff, and then I find out later on that I'm not living that myself. That's why it's good to have songs like that, because when I listen to the song, it make me reevaluate me, and it keep me on the right path. You know?
And so life goes on, blazing his own musical path with innovative, gut-wrenching soul, a passion for emotional performances, and a need to express the truth as he sees it.
Some people might find it unnerving, but to me, when you can win people over in 20 minutes as a new artist, that really says something about it. And, you know, we've been winning them over.
To you, Lord, so I've made up my mind. I'ma go to church on Sunday and sing a song that may hurt somebody's feelings, so that maybe the will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and hopefully they will see. I must say, really be discouraging a little old sinner like me.
Life Jennings performs in major cities across the country this summer. Corey Moore, NPR News, Los Angeles.
To hear more music from Life, log on to npr.org and go to the News and Notes page.
Thank you for